Well, 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 Judy Sharp here for an hour of gardening greatness. Dude, really sorry you've got to put up with whatever this voice is. I've still got
look,
kicking around.
Oh, look, fine, darling. Look, I, you know, if you like, I could come around there and panel and you can go sit out
I'll go and have a sandwich or something.
Yeah, would you like that?
I'd love that. That'd be amazing.
Well, you better check with the boss.
I've got a cheese sandwich out there with my name on it, so I'm looking forward. You've got some unfinished business with roses today, which we'll look forward to, but also a guest joining you in the next few minutes.
Yes, yes, we have a lovely man called Bass Santarelli, and he is with the Bonsai Society. And they are having their annual display, which is incredible.
All right, we'll look forward to some of that. And your calls, if you have a question for Judy today. Your special guest is with us as well.
Oh, yes, it's Baz from the...
Hello, Judy.
Hello, Baz. How are you?
Well, thank you. I hope you guys are also.
Oh, yes, we're fighting fit here. I'm giving Mark a lot of support today.
I've heard that.
Look, you talked to us about the Bonsai Show. I know it's the annual show, and it's beginning on Friday at 1 p.m., Friday the 8th of November, going Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, the 10th of November, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So we've got different times there, So you might give us a little bit more information, if you like, Baz.
Well, this is the third year we've been over at the Sulphide Club, which is where the show is, by the way. Club Macquarie, 458 Late Road, Argentan, and it's next door to Waratah Golf Club, for those that may not know.
Right, okay. Well, I would have forgotten to tell the listeners that.
That's okay. That's why I'm here.
Very good.
All right. We've got about 70 to 80 trees, including a novice section. The novice section was introduced last year to hopefully encourage new members who may be new to the craft to submit a tree or two for display. The show is not a competition, I stress that. It's simply an avenue to show the public what we do and hopefully encourage new people to try it out.
Yeah, great idea. And, you know, did you say 70 to 80?
That's what we're expecting, yes.
Oh, wow. Well, we hope that you get a lot of people. I'm sure you will, Baz.
Sorry, Judy.
No, I've been out there myself. I think I opened it once.
Very good, very good.
So, Baz, I'm reckoning this is a great chance for folks who might be looking to get into looking after this type of plant to sort of get all the information, the ins and outs, and how they all work?
Correct. Now, the club itself meets the second Saturday of the month at Warners Bay Girl Guides Hall, which is over at Mount Hutton. And new people are welcome to come along. We start at about 9 o'clock. There'll be people there to help new people. There's a theme for each monthly meeting. There's an exhibition table reflecting that theme.
Right.
There's always something to eat, so there's bickies, cakes, pies, that sort of thing, and people there to help.
Baz, now, Mark's recently, already on his way.
Already on the way, Baz. And look, it sounds like, mate, you got it all sorted out. Three big days from Friday. We'll let you go and put the final trimming on all of those bonsai trees, all right?
Thank you. One final thing. I'd like to give a shout-out, especially to new members, that a couple of our members have introduced what they call the Bonsai Academy, which is basically aimed at the novice or the beginner, and they meet the first Wednesday of the month at Charlestown Bowling Club at 6 p.m.
Well,
so for
Baz,
people that can't get there.
Can I make a suggestion? I hope you've got that written up at the show so that new members will know where to go.
Thank you.
Yeah. Excellent stuff, Baz. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Club Macquarie. Judy, folks can learn all about it. Let's get into some of the calls today. G'day, Lorraine from Cessnock. What's going on, Lorraine?
My agapanthus. They haven't bloomed this year and they didn't bloom last year either. I'm a blue one.
Oh, right. Okay, Lorraine. Look, I have noticed agapanthus in gardens this year and, I really think the weather isn't being careful to them. Or very good to them, because I've noticed a lot haven't put up shoots of flowers. But a question for you, Lorraine, have you ever given them cow manure?
No, not cow manure. We put some potash
Oh, yes, sulfate of potash, yeah.
And give them a few doses of that over the leading up to when they should be blooming.
Yeah, right.
And well, some liquid dynamic fertiliser, we've put that on, and it's to no avail, but the white ones, that's a smaller bunch of plants, but they've got about 7 nice spikes up, but the blue not, and they're in a spot where they've bloomed, you know, many years, and now all of a sudden they're not.
Okay, Lorraine, could I just offer this for you? Dynamic tends to be alkaline, and the whites might like the alkalinity, but the blues would like acidity. So, yeah, I think, you know, I would give them some cow manure now quickly because they should be still able to flower for you before Christmas.
All right, OK, I'll do that and just hose it in.
Yep, that's all you've got to do. The other thing is, before you go, Lorraine, quickly, have you split them up?
No, I haven't. I received these from a friend that was split up, but I suppose they've been there, 4 or 5 years.
Right, OK, and the clumps very thick.
Yeah, it's not too bad, really, but I suppose it could be split for next year.
Yeah, next year, but maybe that's the slowing down too.
All right. Okay. See, I've seen them in roadside things around here, and obviously the council don't run around splitting them up, and they bloom beautifully, so I just couldn't understand why these weren't.
Well, you know what? I just think it might be, and I could be wrong saying this, it could be the dynamic with the blues.
Oh, well, they're not hit with it all the time. It's only sort of coming up to now that we've given them a little bit. But as I said, we've also put the sulfate of potash.
Look, you're doing all the right things, Lorraine, and I think I'd go out and, unlike the jacarandas, I always used to go and give them a big kick to make them flower. I don't think you'll be able to kick the agapanthus, but I hope what I've told you helps, Lorraine. Give us a ring back and let us know in a few weeks, would you?
Best of luck with everything there, Lorraine. Good afternoon. Linda from Madawi. And this is a plant, I like, Swiss cheese plant.
Oh.
What's happening, Linda?
Yeah, I've just got one quick question. I've just repotted it into a bigger pot, and it's got all those roots hanging off the outside of it. Can
right.
I cut them off and will it grow? Still grow?
Oh, I don't know. I think you're talking about Monsterio, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Well, they do throw out some aerial roots, but you know, just let it get settled. Didn't you say you've just repotted it?
Yeah, it was in a small pot, but it went mad, so I sort of stuck it into a bigger pot.
Well, let's leave it for a little while and let it settle in before you start chopping its roots off. That'd be a bit cruel, wouldn't it?
Well, that's what I was asking you about. That's why I rang you.
Well, I hope I've told you the right thing, Linda.
Okay, thanks for that, Judy.
You're welcome. Very welcome.
All I keep thinking of, Judy, Swiss cheese plant is like a plant with like square bits of cheese hanging off.
Well, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Monsterio, Mark, is actually a fruit. It's a very beautiful fruit.
A cheese fruit? Almost.
No, it's not a cheese fruit, but it can have, you know, I've seen some people get very sick eating the whole. They're very, once you start eating it, you've got to keep going.
Gotcha.
But you do keep going, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it can be a bit like cheese in that regard. Good afternoon, Ian from Hamilton. You have a question on acidity there, Ian.
Hello.
Yes, Judy, it's Ian Parker from Hamilton, landscaper.
Oh, Ian, how are you, darling?
I'm wonderful, and you sound wonderful.
Oh, thank you. And you're still on the corner, aren't you, Guy? I go past all the time and think I should knock on the door.
So who's swiping left here?
You should do that, Judy. I'm about to replant a lot of stuff.
Right.
But how do I test my soil for acid and alkaline?
Well, you'll have to get a kit to do that.
Righto.
And they're generally pretty readily available, and they're not difficult to do. You've just got to get some soil, put it on a little test pad, and add the colour on.
And I get them from the nursery somewhere?
Yeah, well, good luck, you know. Somewhere could have them, maybe not, but maybe the nursery would definitely.
Yeah, I might just take a few samples to the nursery.
That's a very good idea. But the other thing is, if you're looking for acidity, you know you use cow manure.
Yes.
So if you've been using a lot of cow manure, your soil might be very acid.
Yes, no, I haven't. And I'm about to plant a heap of flowers and some more veggies. So acid for flowers.
Acid for flowers and veggies at this time of year. So if you don't want to test, well, maybe just hit some cow manure and I don't think it would hurt.
Okay. Because you're going to laugh at this, what I did, I planted a few new things and I saw a few little green grubs on one of them and I got my spray bottle out and gave them a squirt to kill the grubs and I killed all the plants.
Oh, God.
So there must have been something extra in the bottle. So
I think so. It sounds like it would have been Roundup Zero.
It worked. It just worked a little bit too much. Best of luck with everything, Ian. And some more of your calls on the way. Mary and Heather will get to you very shortly as we continue Gardening Talkback with Judy Sharp here at 2NURFM. Yours, Mary, from Williamtown. Your crepe myrtle, the new ones. They're not all that happy. What's going on, Mary?
Okay. Hello, Judy.
Hello, Mary.
I'm not a good gardener, I admit, to start off with, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
I bought a crepe myrtle plant in a pot only about 12 inches high, and I planted it outside. I used all-purpose potting mix to plant it, and it was going well for a while, but now all the leaves are kind of crusting over and dead. It looks like windburn. That's the best way I could describe it.
Okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but at Williamtown, you would have fairly sandy soil, wouldn't you?
Yes, it's in a patch of sandy soil, I've got a plenty of potting mix down before I replanted it.
Okay. So tell me, have you been watering it every day? Now, I know we've been getting rain, but your soil would drain away pretty quickly.
Mostly, yes. I haven't been over-watering it, but I have been watering it every day.
Yeah, look, I think you need to be watering it every day and making sure the water is staying around it. If you find that's not happening, perhaps get some peat moss and put that around the top as mulch to hold the water in.
Right, okay, fine.
I'm pretty sure. Look, the other thing we've had, Mary, is wind.
Yes, we have.
And the wind can be very drying. So, look, hang with it and just try and keep that moisture up. As I said, by applying some peat moss would help.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Okay, good luck with it, Mary. Let us know later on if you've survived.
Yeah, that'd be a great one too, as a bit of a general all for the folks that are in that Williamtown area with those sandy soils.
So
great to hear from you, Mary, and hopefully we'll hear from you again once you've adhered to Judy's instructions.
Oh, you're laughing, Mark.
G'day, Heather from Salamander Bay. What's going on with your camellias, Heather?
Hello, Mark. I've bought three camellias for Zanquas. I grafted three colours on the one, on the three, like on each individual plant, and they're growing very well, but they're growing too well. They're getting quite spindly, and I don't know whether it's time to give them a bit of a prune to strengthen the plants up, or should I just let them go? They're getting a little bit, they're starting to look, like I said, spindly. What do I do?
Oh, okay. Now, have you staked it there, Heather?
They were planted with stakes
from
the nursery.
Right, and so they're fairly strong stakes or has the
they're
growth...
They're bamboo. They're not particularly thick.
Ah, right,
they're
quite,
okay. quite tall.
Yeah.
They were the length of the plant when I put them in. Well, I had them put in for me.
And now the plant is growing above the stake, isn't it?
Yes, and it's lovely. There's lots of new shoots on it, but it's quite thin looking.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't be pruning now. It's doing what it should do. It's getting all that lovely spring growth. After flowering time. And I think you need to get a stronger stake and, tie it up well. And, you'd only consider pruning it if it looked like it wasn't happy. And if it's doing all that growth, it's happy.
Yes, it's happy. What kind of stake would I buy?
Oh, look, I still like the old-fashioned tomato stakes, I call
them. Yes.
But that's probably a simple way to go. With a tomato stake, and just watch you don't dig it through the roots. Well, you've got to be careful now, see. Yeah. You probably should have put the stake in before you put the camellias in.
Mm. Well, I had a gentleman plant them for me because I'm past anything digging, and he just buried them straight from the nursery into the soil.
Yeah, okay.
He dug a really good sized hole and put a lot of compost in it for me, and I knew it was well settled, and I think that's why it's growing so well. But I was just concerned it was just shooting up so quickly past the stake.
No, look, it's doing well. So just maybe get that gentleman back and say, could you put in some nice strong stakes for me?
Okay. Thank you very much for your help, Judy.
You are so welcome, Heather. Thank you for the call.
All the best, Heather, and hopefully you have some luck there. Judy, 49216216, I think you're ready to tackle some more gardens.
I think so, definitely. You know, it's great having all the callers come in so early, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And then we'll also have a look at some leftover business from last week with roses. And we head to New Lambton for Marissa. You've got a couple of issues, Marissa. What's going on?
Yes, hello, Judy. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you, Marissa.
I've got some gladdies in a pot, and 2 inches across the top of all of them is going brown, and this happened last year, and sometimes it goes all the way down the leaf and the leaf dies.
Right, okay, so does it look like it could be spider mite, like azaleas get on?
No.
No, it's not. Okay. And you're keeping the water up to them?
Yes, and I've fed them with Thrive.
Okay, rightio. Now, are they in the ground or in a pot?
In a pot.
In a pot, okay. So have you ever added a bit of fresh soil or anything to them?
Yes, because they've just been planted
They've just been planted, okay.
I think September.
Right, okay. And are you watering that pot every day?
No.
Oh, okay, right. Are you depending on the rain?
No, the pot's got a little tiny bit of water in the bottom. I do them about every third day.
Yeah, look, I think the gladdies, you know, they do make quick progression when they start to grow and throw up their flowers. I think you need to probably go back to once a day.
Oh, okay, shall do.
Yep.
That sorts that one. Now, the daffodils, I've got some in a pot and I've got some in the garden. Now, the ones in the pot, their leaves have come up that silvery grey green and are flowering. But the ones in the garden are bright grass green, and some of them have gone yellow and laid down. They're a completely different colour. There's something wrong.
Right, okay. Well, the daffodils, of course, should be starting to drop their leaves now, or they've finished. Once they finish flowering, the leaves will start to deteriorate, but you mustn't cut those leaves off. Now, with the one that's gone silvery, I wonder if you've got a bit of spider mite in that.
No, there's not. To me, that's the proper colour that it comes up every year. It's greeny with a different colour, greeny tinge, but the other ones are that, you know, lime green. They're not the right colour.
Oh, okay. Well, look.
Most of them didn't flower.
Well, they're on their way down now, aren't they? So just bear with them. Perhaps give them a little bit of bulb food if you've got some.
I'll just write that down, bulb food, okay.
The reason being, Marissa, that they actually now start to store in their bulbs for the next season.
Yes.
So a bit of bulb food would help and just, you know, let them go.
All right, best of luck with everything there, Marissa. That's two for the price of one there, Judy.
Yeah, you know, but it's a bit difficult at this time of year, Mark, isn't it? The weather's unseasonal.
It's all over the shop, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Good afternoon, Karen at Rutherford. You have a question on spinach for Judy today. What's the story, Karen?
What would be the best fertiliser for spinach, and what's the best thing to stop the bugs eating the spinach?
That's a good question, because they're so leafy, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, it's a pity, of course. But look, good fertiliser, are they growing in the ground?
Yes.
They are. Now, before you planted them, did you put some cow manure in?
No, I didn't. I did put some mushroom compost.
Right, okay. Well, mushrooms, helpful, but maybe they're letting you know they need a little bit of something else. You know, you could buy Flourish for fruiting. or vegetables. And you water that in every week. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay, so look for that flourish for fruiting or vegetables.
Yep, I definitely will.
Okay, and to stop the bugs eating them, well, now that's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Because the bugs are eating the leaves that you want to eat.
Yeah, I feed them to me birds as well, so I've got to be careful.
Watch your spray.
Yeah.
Look, I'd just get some pyrethrin in an easy to spray, and I know you can get it at most supermarkets. And you would at nurseries too, but you're probably closer to a supermarket where you are, I think. And well, that's a bit further down the road, isn't it? Yeah, well, okay, so we need you ready?
Yep.
It's a late Yates. Oh, we've gone from that. We've gone now to the spray. Yep. It's a Yates product, and it's pyrethrin. And it's in and it won't hurt you at all. So try that. That's a good one to get.
Yeah, so that's in like a little bottle that you just mix up.
No, you don't even have to. It's a sprayer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really great. I keep one ready all the time just to spray anyone that's naughty in my house. Anyway, Karen, I'm sure that's
solid. You spray yourself, Judy, do you? That's the
No, because no. I'm not naughty, Mark.
Okay.
But I could bring it in when I'm working with you, if you like.
Oh, you'd have none left. That's the problem. You'd have to walk out and buy a bottle. You'd be down the shops with Karen stocking up. We are wrapping up with Judy Sharp with Gunning Talkback. And, Judy, a bit of a fruit salad to end with. This is some good stuff here.
Yeah, it's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll do some strawberries in a minute. But firstly, Mark at Rankin Park, you have a question in relation to passion fruit. What's the story, Mark?
Yeah.
Hello, Mark.
Yeah, hi, Judy. I've bought two passion fruits from a big hardware store and put them in a container. One's growing really well and the other one's not growing at all. The one that's not growing really well is the standard old black passion fruit.
Right, and the other one's grafted, is it?
The other one's growing... Was that the purple one, I think it is?
Right.
Growing really well. So the foliage is coming off. I only just planted them about a month and a half ago in a planter box.
Right.
And just wondering what the good feed would be for passion fruits.
Okay, so are you able to give them a little bit of cow manure?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Don't burn them. Don't put it too close to them.
No.
Okay, because you're talking planter box, so I'm envisaging something bigger.
Yeah, 700 by 300, maybe.
Oh, yeah, well, that'll be fine.
400
little,
deep.
Yep, little bit of cow manure, Mark, definitely.
Okay.
And Mark, that I'm working with today, he could have answered that because he has such a knowledge about gardening. I got him then, Mark.
Best of luck, Mark at Raker Park, with your passion fruit. Love passion fruit, Judy.
Oh, I do
too. I could just eat like 10 of those
now. But they're so expensive in the shop.
Well, we've found a friend that's just, we're going to sort Mark out.
We are, yeah.
And we're going to get some of his.
Get him back on the line, Mark.
Good afternoon, Brenda at Shortland. Your strawberries are going disappearing, Brenda.
Yeah.
Brenda, that's awful. Tell me the story, dear.
Well, I've got one of those above, ground with a cover.
Oh, yes,
so they're off the ground. And so I've used eggshell, scrunched them all around. But there's still something's beating me to it. I can't work it out.
Okay.
They're not snails.
No, because you would see the run. You know, they're little. Now tell me, have you tried going out with a torch in the middle of the night?
Well, maybe that's what I need to do.
Well, you've got to have a look, and not in the middle of the night. I didn't mean that, Mark. Mark's going hysterical here. I meant, early in the... But when it's dark, and it doesn't get dark early now. So, I'd go out
with a torch.
Yeah, and have a look, Brenda, because, it could be any number of things. It could be... bunny rabbits, but you said it's up high off the ground.
It's up high, yes, and covered. I've got, one of those.
Oh, yes, I know, the veggie patch.
Veggie patch one, yeah.
What about possums?
No, because the possums can't get in there.
Oh, so it's covered over completely.
Yeah, completely.
Well, now you've got a real problem, darling. You've got grubs. Sorry, you've got grubs, I'd say.
So how do I get rid of those without chemicals?
Well, you won't have to get a nasty chemical. Just buy some pyrethrum, Yates pyrethrum. It's okay. in a spray pack, a spray bottle, yes. all ready to go. Spray it down around them and around the soil.
On the soil and on the plants themselves.
Definitely, but I would go out with your torch tonight.
Oh, I'll have to do that.
The torch is still a thing? Like the nightie, the slippers and the torch, you say, Judy, even though definitely. That we know it's not one of those bigger.
But also, too, we'd like you to ring back and let us know, Brenda, how you got on with it.
I'll do that. It'll be a discovery trip.
Yep, have fun tonight.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Brenda.
Judy.
Bye.
All right, best of luck with everything. And Judy, it was almost like before you were giving a diagnosis, you've got grubs. Sounds the way you did that for poor Brenda. You've got her out in the middle of the night with a torch.
Yeah, fixed it.
But I thought we wouldn't need to do that even though that, because that was under the theory that there was bunny rabbits and other things.
Yeah, we didn't mention rats.
No, we don't do that. No. But it was grubs. You've got grubs.
Yep.
All right, Judy, our time has pretty much run out. We're racked up, stacked up and packed up today. And you'll have to hold off on your roses topics until next week.
Will we?
Afraid so.
I might be here next week.
Yeah, you will, love. You'll be here. Or the week after. Okay. Well, that's even better. See, that's another week we don't have to prepare. You can just... You reuse that? Well, not reuse, but just continue with the topic along.
Mark, it's always in my brain. I don't prepare.
There you go. See, that's why when Judy's here, it's an hour of gardening greatness. It's always a pleasure, Judy. We'll catch you next time.
Thank you, Mark. Bye.
And a reminder as well, the Newcastle Bonsai Society, they are having their big events happening Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the annual Bonsai Show at Club Macquarie. And thanks for Baz Santarelli for joining us on that a little bit earlier this afternoon.